boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You know what I think is like the hottest thing that a guy can do? And I don't think that they know that they do this. Maybe they do. I don't really know.
I don't know.
All right, follow along with me on this one. So if you've ever like asked a guy to do something, or maybe you want something, for instance, let's say a puppy, right? Maybe like you want to get a puppy or a cat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been telling your boyfriend, I really want to get a boy. I want to get a cat. I really want to get a dog. And the whole time they're like, no, babe, we're not getting a puppy. We're not getting a cat. And you're like, okay, all right. But then all of a sudden they just switch like a light bulb, and then they act like it's almost their idea. And then they like tell someone, they're like, oh yeah, we're getting a dog. And you're like, wait, we are. We're getting a dog.
You think that's attractive?
Oh, I find that the hottest thing ever. Because to me, it is hot because you just told me secretly that I just won, that I'm getting the dog that I wanted.
But they're taking all the credit for the idea.
But then it's hot because you feel like you came up with that idea, but we all both know that you didn't come up with that idea. I think it's the hottest thing ever.
No.
You know?
No. 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 I don't like
that.
Don't lie to me.
You know,
just tell me we're getting the dog. I don't. What?
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
I guess.
Yeah, my dad used to do this all the time. I'd be like, Dad, can we get McDonald's? He'd be like, no, we're not getting McDonald's on the right, like home or something from like school or whatever.
And then he'd be like, I'm in the mood for a shake, a chocolate shake.
And then he'd pull up to McDonald's, and then secretly I won. But he was acting like it was his idea because like he wanted a shake.
No, I don't like it.
It's the hottest thing ever.
I don't like it. Tell me.
Although I shouldn't say my dad and hot in one sentence.
Nope, yeah, you shouldn't do that.
That is not what I meant. I just meant like other guys.
Thank you for clarifying.
I still take it. You don't think it's hot.
No, I want to be told right. I'm in the moment.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm sure you've caught yourself in the car before in a stressful situation, whether things are backed up on the interstate or you're trying to parallel park and you're like, turn the music down, I can't see anything.
Yeah, because it affects your vision somehow, some way.
It's me every time. I'm like, I can't hear, so I can't see. It stresses me out more. But it turns out, according to science, which means we must believe it, there are certain popular artists that can actually help you focus more on the road. So I thought I should share this so that we can all be more zen and there's less road rage in Eastern Iowa. So you're welcome for that. The first artist, there's a couple ties. So tied in fifth place is The Weeknd.
No, this makes me want to like bop my head. Go fast.
Right?
That does not make me want to be calm.
I feel like a lot of his music has fast beats, which makes me want to pedal to the metal.
Yo, no, 100%.
I'm gone. Also tied in fifth place, BTS.
Really?
Yeah.
Theirs is calming.
Really? I don't know about calming. It's happy.
It's happy. That's what I'm saying. Like, it makes me happy, so it calms me down.
Okay, well, that one I'm still weirded out by. Number four most calming artist is Billie Eilish.
She just makes me want to cry most of the time.
I was going to say sleep.
Oh,
not that I'm bored, but she's got a calming voice to me.
Most of the time I just want to cry when I listen to her music. It's sad.
Do you cry in the car a lot?
I do.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's a great space to cry in. If you haven't tried it yet, try it.
You're right. tied for second place is Ariana Grande.
Yeah. It depends on the song, because again, I'm like thinking about some of my exes, and then I get a little bit of road rage thinking about them.
I end up thank you nexting other drivers, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
And it just probably doesn't help anybody. Okay, this is where things get fun. Also tied for second place is Eminem.
No!
Yeah.
No. This, you see, you're getting me hyped up.
Yeah. I have a hard time believing that I wouldn't be focusing on the rap itself.
I know.
As not what's
going
on. You
get rap god on and it's over, man. I'm going 50 over.
Oh, yeah. Okay, maybe not for you. And the number one artist that is going to help you focus.
I have two guesses.
Okay, well, yeah, hit me with
Dua
a guess.
Dua Lipa or Taylor Swift?
Nope, neither of those.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
What?
It's Drake. I don't know why.
No, not, that's not, that's a no for me.
Drake is my, what your Billie Eilish is. I feel like Drake.
You cry to Drake?
Well, yeah, you know, it's late at night and it's dark and I'm emotional. I'm putting Drake on.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Well, one of the first big party weekends of the year has come and gone, St. Patrick's Day. Obviously, that means you probably go on out to the bars, house parties, all of those things. And it doesn't take much for one drunk person to ruin the entire party for everybody else. It happens, and we want to hear what that story was for you.
You look real guilty over there. Which story do you want? I have two that I can think of. Well, one of them is when I, you know me, I'm an emotional drinker.
Mm-hmm.
I get really emotional very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with some girlfriends, and they kept trying to take my phone away because they, when I have had too many, I end up wanting to text an ex every single time. Every single time. And they were like trying to take my phone away, and I ended up snatching it out of their hands, and I texted him. It didn't go very well, so I cried about it. And you can imagine crying was like 10 times worse than a normal adult cries. And I ended the party real quick because I was crying like a big baby in public.
That, yeah, that'll do it, especially if it's crying over an ex. That's a different kind of crying.
And then more recently, I had a little too much to drink, and I was with you and a couple of other people, and we went somewhere which had tables and stuff, and that, I don't remember, but apparently I fell asleep at the table. I was drooling.
I feel like out of place sleeping. Probably a good way to end the party. Everything seems to be going fine. The drinks are flowing, and then suddenly somebody gets a little too intoxicated and ruins the party. And that's what we're talking about today.
That's me.
That is you.
I'm kidding.
You're just
probably.
You're just a little emotional for the party, maybe.
If you don't like a crier at your party, don't invite me.
Because then it's definitely ruined. Every single time. We've been asking you, how did the drunk person ruin your party? Amanda, what happened to you?
I don't think a drunk person ever have. I think they're the most fun. I'm probably the drunk person every time. Maybe I've ruined someone's moment. Oh, no.
I like the self-awareness. Yeah. It's good to know if you're going to be the party ruiner, I guess. I think back to... I think it was like an apartment party back in college, and I don't know who it was to this day. Somebody thought they were really funny, and, you know, somebody was always on, like, the aux, right?
Oh, yeah.
Playing their playlist. They disconnected whoever was connected playing music. They put on, I think it was, like, YouTube TV or something, and they played that stupid Crazy Frog song on the TV. Like dun 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 dun, dun. But the Crazy Frog version.
Yeah.
That's super annoying. And then they stole the remote and they left. So we couldn't get the
Shut
Crazy
up.
Frog
no.
off of the no. TV.
No. Was it on repeat?
Uh-huh. It was like the 10-hour loop or whatever people find on YouTube. 10
That's
hours
freaking genius.
Of Crazy Frog. They stole the remote and they left the apartment. So everybody else had to stay and suffer or get out. I wonder if it was the people that lived there and that was their way of getting people to leave their house.
That's genius.
Honestly,
right there.
I'm doing that at my next party.
It's time for a Taylor window update with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
So tomorrow is the first day of spring.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're getting a little early taste of the first bloom of spring. And I'm not talking about flowers. I'm talking about construction cones.
Do we have some on the road right now?
I can see way, way down around the corner over here. Just the little orange bud that is a construction cone. And you know what that means? That means spring construction, baby. We got to fix those potholes.
Thank God.
And that means warmer weather is on its way.
Because I am tired of swerving for them.
Yeah, and then, you know, in like 3 weeks, you're going to be complaining that you're late everywhere because you're slowed down by construction. Yeah. But if that means we'll be back to sunny and 70 degrees.
I'm down for it.
I'm ready for it. Bring it on.
Hopefully it's not just our office, but it seems like nobody's here right now.
I've got a feeling that most offices are a little quiet today. Mm. And maybe there's a few folks missing because they partied too hard this weekend. Mm-hmm.
I'd love to hear what their excuse was this morning.
I'm sick.
Or did they come up with something dumb?
Yeah, who knows?
Oh, my car wouldn't start. But you're lying.
Right.
Come on, you just got a 2024 car, Stacey. That thing's starting, baby.
Yeah, sometimes you have to get a little creative.
But we want to know, when did you call out of work for something that was completely real, but it actually sounded so fake? You were like, there's no way they're going to get me this time off. There's no way. Yeah,
it sounds unbelievable, but it really was happening.
There's a million and one stories I could tell you about. There's the time that I called my boss and I was like, hey, I'm in the back of an ambulance.
What?
Yeah. Well, because I was with friends and we got into a car accident and it ended up, you know, making me late for work. So I called him and I told him I was in the back of an ambulance. That one probably doesn't seem believable. You know what I mean?
I wonder if they could, was there like bebop, boop, boop, boop?
No, because we weren't moving. They were just, you know, checking you over, make sure you were fine from the car accident and stuff. Uh-huh. But yeah, there was no siren sounding.
Right.
So it's not like it seemed legitimate. Yeah. Then there was that other time that I'll never forget because the way that my boss sounded on the phone, I was running late for work, as I always do. And when I run late for work, I am frantic. I am running. I am running into everything. Mm-hmm. And there is like the little like heat register on the floor. And I didn't have socks on or shoes on. And my little baby pinky toe cut it.
Oh!
Cut itself open. I'm gushing everywhere. And I had to call my stepmom to tell her to take me to the hospital. And I called my doctor, my boss, and I was like, "Hey, I can't come. I just cut my pinky toe up." And I don't think he believed me because I was already like 20 minutes late. Like I was already late. Like it was past 20 minutes of the time I was supposed to be there, and I'm just now calling him to tell him I cut my pinky toe.
I would have a hard time with that one, I think.
Ring, ring, ring. Ring,
hello?
Ring, ring. Oh, you answered it. Hello.
Yeah, the phone's ringing. I'm going to answer it.
Hi, boss.
What?
Calling out today. I feel like there's a lot of those phone calls today.
Do you have a doctor's note?
I hate when they ask that.
I don't think anybody...
That is the most annoying thing a boss could ask for.
Nobody loves it, but they're like, oh, I need proof that you're sick.
I know. But I feel like a lot of bosses are taking those phone calls today because some of us had a little too much to drink yesterday. But, you know, there are those times that we do call in, and it's for a serious reason, and we're not making it up. But, man, does it sound like we're making it up.
It sounds ridiculous. Truly.
It does. And we want to know, when did you call out of work for something completely real that sounded fake?
I feel like I have a running list of these things.
Oh, God.
Mostly with my old car. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you three different times that I had to not necessarily completely call in for the day, but be like, hey, I'm running late because of this. And it sounds so stupid. Number one was when I had to call my boss and say, hey, I'm running a little late. There's a cat inside my car.
Wait, I remember this.
It was cold outside. There was a kitten that had gotten out of its owner's hands and it crawled up inside like my engine under the front hood. And we couldn't get it out. I wasn't going to drive with a cat in my car.
As the boss, I would have been like, let me hear the meow.
I should have done that. I think they believed me. I don't know. Well, whatever.
I hear you in the background going, meow, meow.
Yeah, just making it up myself. There's another time that I believe I had to call in late because I had to call my boss and say, hey, the bottom of my car is hanging off. My dad's coming to zip tie it up. I'll get there when I can. Because the plastic was completely dragging on the ground. And then the last one, I think I had to call in here back when the Durait show happened, I was doing weekend shows on Z102.9, and our boss at the time, I think, sent out an email and being like, hey, just checking in with everybody, like, let us know if you can't make it in or if you need anything. And I had to respond and say, hey, I can't do my show this weekend because my car is under a tree. Which sounds ridiculous, but my car was under a tree.
Even if I really am like sick, I get so nervous calling my boss because I'm like, they're not going to believe me. If I don't sound scratchy in my throat enough, they're not going to believe me. My throat to sound more scratchy.
I think about it every single time because you're like, I don't sound sick. Mm-hmm. Are they going to believe that I'm sick? Mm-hmm. How do I make myself sound more sick to call my boss?
I know. Every time I call in, I'm like, do I need to add a cough? Does the cough make it?
Is it too much if I add a cough?
I know. I'm like, does that sell it?
Or sneeze.
Does it sell it? Because I really am sick. But do I need to sell it with a cough?
I just assume that anytime I call into work that I sound crazy.
Yeah, same.
And it doesn't sound like something is really happening
to me. No, 100%.
Amy, what did you call in for?
Well, for bug bites, except I'm really sensitive to gnat bites. And they had got me on my facial nerve. And so half of my face went numb and I couldn't talk.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
So it was legit.
Oh, my gosh. And you're like, yeah, I can't come in. I got bug bites. And they're like, yeah, everybody gets those, though. Come on.
Yep.
I can imagine that was a hard one to sell.
You know what? That just reminded me of the time I worked at Fairway and I had band camp. Okay. Everything happens at band camp, right? And I forgot to wear sunscreen. It was an all day thing, like 8 to like 5 or whatever. Forgot to wear sunscreen. I got a horrible, horrible sunburn. So the next day I was supposed to work at Fairway and I had to call out. Because I literally was so sunburned, I could not wear pants.
Oh.
At all.
I think you do have to wear pants to work at a grocery store.
Uh-huh. And I was like, they're not going to believe me. If I say I can come
one time at band camp. You lost me there.
It's so intimidating sometimes to call your boss when you know you need to get out of work.
I know, because I feel like at least me and you are constantly questioning that entire conversation. Yep. Like, do they believe me? Do I sound crazy? Am I being too dramatic?
Mm-hmm.
Am I not being dramatic enough?
Amen. I'm like, did I sell it?
Right.
I'm being real. Did I sell it?
Even when I'm not, I know I'm not lying. I feel like I'm lying. It's like when you're leaving 100%. A store and you're like, do they think I'm stealing?
When you leave a store and you didn't buy anything, you're like, oh my God, they think I stole. They think I'm leaving and I stole something. Yep. That's how I feel when I call out.
Me every time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's even worse because something absolutely nuts has happened. It sounds completely fake, but it's totally real.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've been asking you is, when did you call out for work for something completely real that sounded fake? Margo, what happened to you?
I was in Oregon when Mount St. Helens erupted. And I called here and said I couldn't make it back. And they said, well, that didn't happen here, so we're not going to accept that as an excuse.
How about you turn on the news, boss? Do you want to see it?
Do you think I'm going to get a boat through this? A plane? None of this is going to... I'm not even going to get a car through this.
Would you like me to ride a boat through the lava?
It's going to melt.
What are you supposed to do? Jeez, it's nuts. Melissa, what happened to you?
I fell because a stair broke on me, and I had to drive myself because my ex didn't want to drive me to the hospital.
And so when you called into work, did you just tell them you fell through a stair and they didn't believe you?
Yeah, they didn't believe me. She thought I was lying, but I was like, I have to go to the ER because I messed up my arm.
Oh my God. Did you show up with a cast the next day?
I had a sling, so I couldn't work.
You're like, see, you should believe me when I say these things.
I know. I was like, I'm a massage therapist. I need my arms to work. So up your arm, you can't work.
That's the best feeling, is having like proof.
Oh, yeah.
When you do come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That something was really wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, what did you call out for that sounded nuts but was totally real?
A buddy of mine came in and was like, or called and was like, a friend of mine or my girlfriend's cat all over my work clothes. And we're all like, yeah, right. We're a bunch of framers, you know. And then like a couple days later, we talked to his girlfriend and she's like, yeah, that cat hates his gut. It's all over his clothes. He couldn't come to work because he's only got one set of work clothes.
Oh, no.
But it was real.
Hey. Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
From what I know, dating in 2024 is stressful. Girl, you are telling me. I've seen so many people on TikTok being like, what am I doing wrong? Like, should I be on Hinge or should I be on Bumble or Tinder or none of the above and just go meet somebody in the wild? What do I do? Well, I've got answers for everybody because I clicked on an article called How to Meet People to Date in 2024. Wow, where'd you find that? Because datingnews.com.
Can you send me a link?
Yeah, you should keep up with that website. They have a lot of great stuff.
On my laptop.
This is really quite interesting because there's a lot of shocking answers to where people are meeting potential partners. So they did all this based off of surveys on where people are meeting other people to go on dates with. And some really interesting things in the top 15-20. Social media was at the bottom, though, at 24%, which really? I think is crazy. Some other ones that kind of shocked me a little bit. Sports clubs was at 30%.
A sports club?
Which I'm like, is that like people that play pickleball? Like, I know that's a big thing right now. Is it a tennis club? Is it a golf club? I don't know. That was interesting to me.
I will be looking up sports clubs near us.
Okay. Well, gym and fitness centers was right above that at 31%, which is one third of people are meeting up at the gym to go on dates.
Man, I got to stop sweating and start looking sexy then.
See, that's where the math is.
That's the problem.
I
know, right? I'm sweating there. I'm not looking hot.
It's crazy. Bars and clubs at 40%. Blind dates has taken a huge jump in the last couple of years. 48% of people around our age are resorting to blind dates to find somebody to hang out with. And in the number one spot that people are meeting potential
the
lovers.
Grocery store!
No.
Dang it.
Give it up. It's creepy to be approached at the grocery store. The number one place is on LinkedIn.
What?
I'm serious. LinkedIn, the like website that you put your resume and stuff on, which I think is shocking. 52% of people who are currently dating say they've been on a date with someone they have met on LinkedIn, which is really crazy when you put it in perspective, right? Because when you're out in the wild at the
checking
bar,
my LinkedIn right now, actually,
the last thing you want to do is have a guy come hit on you and be like, oh, tell me like your day to day at work. You're like, I don't want to talk about work. I want to talk about us. But now, on a networking professional website, people are flirting up in there?
I guess so.
I can't
imagine. I have some serious notifications on here. I should have checked it a long time ago.
We better scroll through those messages because it might be somebody asking you on a date.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Lucky for you, Taylor, you haven't had to deal with the dating world for a while now. You snagged one up.
I'm not going to complain about that at all.
But I want you to think back to the dating world, going on dates with guys. Don't give me that look like you're about to hurl.
You're just asking a lot of me.
I know. But do you remember, like, there'd be some guys that would ask you out on that very first date. It seemed like it went really, really well. And then, you know, after that, there wasn't really like a second date. Like there wasn't to the movies or to dinner or bowling or whatever. Second date, well, I don't even know if you'd really consider it a date. It was more of like, come over to my place and let's hang. I feel like we've all went on a date or two with those kind of guys.
Definitely.
Or girls.
Definitely.
What's your thoughts on them?
I'm kind of torn because I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. Dates are expensive.
They are.
Especially when you're in your 20s and figuring life out. I'm thinking back to college. Most of those guys were probably broke just like I was. So I think as long as there was effort still being put into it, I didn't mind. And I still probably wouldn't mind to this day just hanging out. I'm a homebody.
You really are.
I'm going to prefer to stay in my sweatpants and hang out with my cats anyways. But the one time I can think of that this was a red flag was this guy that I could tell he didn't want to be seen out in public with me because I was like, you must be hiding something. Spoiler alert. He was hiding something.
Really?
So I feel like if it's, you don't need to go out on fancy dinners, but if it's not like, hey, do you want to run to Target with me and grab, I don't know, creamer for tomorrow morning? And they're like, no, I think I'm busy. Or, oh, do you want to run to the sub shop and get something for lunch? And every time it's no, then I'm like, oh, you don't want to be seen with me outside
of
your house.
Sus happening.
Something fishy's going on. Mm-hmm. And my gut feeling was right about that. That's where I would have an issue.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Like, I like being, I like going out on dates. I like getting glammed up. You know me. I love getting glammed up. I like spending 3 hours on makeup to impress you, whatever. I like doing that. But I also like the type of person, I don't want to be schmoozed too much because it just feels too overwhelming.
Yeah, yeah.
So like I would prefer it's like 1, 2, 3 dates and then we can just start hanging out at your place, you know, and then we can kind of like do that date once in a blue moon or once every whatever. I don't need it like every single weekend for the first like 5 months. You know, that's a lot.
Right.
And that's a lot of money, like you said. Nobody has that kind of money.
Well, and I don't
unless you're a millionaire.
I don't want to feel like I owe you. Because, you get through the first couple of dates and let's say it is once a week for the first, 5 months. Then you get comfortable with each other and then they end up being like, well, I spoiled you the first part of this relationship, so what do I get out of it?
No, 100%.
I can't help you out there because I can't afford it.
Do you hear that?
No.
That is the kiss of death.
God. What is going on?
The kiss of death. Let me explain what it is. It comes from the TikToker, the Daddy Academy. I love this guy. He tells women basically what all the questions that we have in our heads, basically, of like why guys do certain things. Mm. He answers them as a dude and tells us what it means.
Gives us a little insight as outsiders.
It. Yes. And he says you need to watch out for the kiss of death. You don't like that.
Quit doing that.
So what he says the kiss of death is when you go out on a date with a guy and it's just one date at a fancy restaurant, bowling, whatever it may be. But after that, he no longer takes you on dates and instead he just asks to come over or he wants you to come over. There is no more dates. It's just hanging out at your place or his place.
That's the kiss of death.
That is the kiss of death. He says, if you no longer go on dates after the first one, it's over. You're done. Especially if this is happening in the first 2 to 3 months of dating.
No. sorry, keep going, but no. I don't buy that.
I knew you were going to hate this. He said that, you're really going to hate this. He said that you should be going out 80% of the time in the first 2 to 3 months, and only 20% of that time should you just be sleeping over.
Out where? Outside?
Yeah, on
Does
dates.
Outside
on,
count?
On dates.
Okay, I'll shut up because I got a lot of thoughts.
He said that if the guy is not taking you out every single weekend for the first 2 to 3 months, you're a hookup girl and you allowed this to happen to yourself and it cannot be reversed. You're done.
Ew.
Oh my God, you have so many thoughts. Go on.
I think this is way wrong because do I think like, could it happen sometimes that, yeah, they take you on one date to like give you a taste of like the good life and and then they just want a Netflix and chill? Yeah.
No, 100%. There are some that are like that. Yeah.
Totally can happen, especially if those invites come after, 11 p.m. on the weekends. You can kind of catch the vibe. But I feel like, I guess it depends what he's considering a date.
Like he's saying you need to be going out on actual dates 80% of the time. He's saying every single weekend. I'm sorry. I don't want to do it every single weekend.
No.
80% of the time, that is way too much time and money for the first 2 to 3 months. Way too much time and money.
Well, and it just goes back to what do you consider a date? Like, is us going on a bike ride a date? I would say yes. That's going out. Is us going to some of our friend's apartment and just hanging out there, or staying home and watching a new TV series and binging that.
That's a date.
I don't think you have to go out and spend money to prove that you're not just like here for a good time, not a long time.
No, 100%. But he's thinking the other way around. And I'm like, no. You could come over, play a little board game, and that's a date night.
I want to know what his bedroom looks like, because I bet he's got dirty socks and dirty undies all over the place, and that's why he doesn't invite girls over.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.